Okay, so OpenAI drops $1 million plus API credits on 14 policy projects across 5 continents. And you're already groaning before I finish the sentence. Classic Cody.
Because let's fund some think tanks doesn't exactly have a track record of stopping technological disruption. Where's the connection between these grants and actual governance changes?
Right, but that's like reviewing a compiler by saying, where's the app? These aren't policies yet. They're stress tests for ideas. NTU's doing privacy-preserving policy simulations. IMPA's building research infrastructure in Brazil.
Okay, now you're speaking my language. Specific technical work. But how many of these are actually shipping something measurable? The Tax Foundation's white paper versus Hospital das Clínicas clinical AI eval. One's a PDF, one's a prototype.
You're such a pragmatist. But remember our EP 667 debate about enterprise governance? This is the same pattern. The boring controls matter. Windfall Trust scaling international working groups? That's how you build cross-border norms.
IST's RSI incident framework actually does have concrete outputs, classification schema, escalation pathways, but then you have Abundance Institute's data center atlas. Sounds like a blog post with maps.
Oh, come on. Their state-by-state energy analysis could actually help communities negotiate with data center builders. This isn't about immediate policy wins. It's about distributed R&D for resilience.
I'll grant you the NTU project and maybe SEPS's distribution analysis. But when 1014 are policy frameworks or stakeholder workshops, reminds me of our EP 850 debate about infrastructure control, words versus levers.
Okay, but remember EP 634 when we trashed the EU AI Act's vague requirements? This is the antidote. Better to have 14 labs stress testing ideas than wait for some legislature to copy paste regulations.
Fair, though I still want harder metrics. Yonsei's legislative oversight AI, they're validating against prior policies, which is smart, but how do we measure success for the others?
You're asking the right question. I'll give OpenAI this. They're not just funding papers, they're funding prototypes. The question is whether these become reference implementations or just conference submissions.
All right, I'll track this like our EP 867 bets. If by next year we see any of these frameworks adopted by actual governments, not just cited, I'll buy your optimism. Otherwise...
You get to say, I told you so over coffee. Deal. But seriously, these projects address our EP 833 concern about construct validity. NTU's simulating policies against benchmarks? That's the kind of evidence we wanted.
Now that's a solid point. Though I'm still waiting for someone to tackle our EP 658 question. How do these frameworks scale when the underlying tech shifts monthly?
That's the trillion-dollar question. But hey, at least they're not trying to legislate model architectures. This feels more like the EP 707 harness pattern. Build adaptable plumbing, not rigid rules.
Exactly, which makes me wonder, is OpenAI's real contribution here the funding or the signaling? These grants put people-first policy on the agenda, regardless of individual project success.
Oh, that's such an exploring next take. You started as the skeptic and ended up giving them credit for moving the Overton window. What happened to frameworks are vapor?
Hey, I reserve the right to be inconsistently right. But seriously, if this creates a feedback loop between policy experiments and technical development like we saw with Langsmith, it could matter.
Build next. Want to actually test this? Look at NTU's privacy schema or IMPA's measurement framework. Both are open sourcing components. We'll drop links. For the rest, let's revisit in EP 900 and see which framework stuck. All right, I've got to go prevent Cody from grading policy projects like machine learning papers. Talk next week.